Go on, singer, singing, for that is your occupation. And remember that the song is heard by your beloved and yourself. If your song contains your beloved's name, it breaks the locks on the prison gate of life. And you go forth into the singing silence of self-existence. If not, it knocks on the door of another womb, begging another body. Your beloved hears your song, but do not expect it to move him. At most, a raised eyebrow and a spread hand saying, "Ho, my little singer, how bold you have become." But when you're bold enough to have become dust, I will pour wine into the dust's mouth, and then how its tongue will sing. See our beloved seated there on a throne of hearts, his neck garlanded with kisses, and his feet washed with the foam of flowers. He listens smilingly to our singing, but he is whetting the urge to sing his own song. Beware, he's plotting a mischief such as never before been done in the world. Oh, but how tired he looks, how weary he seems. The horsemen of destruction gallop along the roads of his veins towards the villages of his love. Yet he must restrain the gates of his mercy that would burst open and suffer the outrage in his own flesh. Lend me, my sister, your virgin veil for the night, that I may invite his head upon my breast.